First of all, the principle, there's none else besides him, tells us that there is only one force which operates in reality, the upper force, one source, one cause. For all the incidents in our lives, what we want, what we think, what occurs in the world for us, from the greatest people in the world to the smallest people in the world, everything that occurs all happens from one reason, which is this upper force alone. How does this need to change in me, my observation of life? The moment I am reminded by the fact that there is one force, how do I need to place myself towards reality? Please. How I need to place myself in my life as I am reminded that there is none else besides him.
On a le sentiment dans ce monde d'être séparé. Il n'y a qu'une force unique.
Now we feel that we are inseparable.
Oui. Il faut voir la réalité qui nous entoure comme un tout.
We have to
see that we have everything.
Comprenant qu'il n'y a que le Créateur et la seule
to know that there is only the Creator and the only form for me to direct myself to the Creator is a hoop that I have to go through the group and to understand that only the connection with the others is in order to bring me the answer that there is none else besides him, that there is none else besides him.
Everything that surrounds us from the outside doesn't matter. There's only the group, the friends, only the force between us, the force that one adds to everyone else, and that enables us to feel and remember that there's only one force, that there's none else besides him.
Ça me permet de changer ma perception sur beaucoup de choses
et surtout ma réaction. ובעיקר התגובות
שלי. Si on croit en d'autres forces, c'est de l'idolâtrie, et c'est ça, c'est de permettre à
כוחות אחרים זה עבודה זרה.
Alors qu'en réalité, si on arrive à pas forcément à sentir, mais au moins à se rappeler qu'il n'y a rien hormis lui,
on va pouvoir,
we have to remember that there's none else besides him. Then we can work more with chesed, with mercy, with the people around us. And this is how we grow. We have to remember that there's none else besides him and that his providence is good. That matters.
We need to remember that there's none else besides him. You have to realize that present, that all that's happening is that we're being used how he wants us to be used. I think that this is advancement.
Oui, de voir qu'il n'y a rien hormis lui.
Le fait l'avda lirot shen avid vado
permet d'avancer.
It allows me to see that there's none else besides him to advance, to make progress and to accelerate.
מרשה לנו להתרכז יותר בפנימיות שלנו.
It allows us to focus more on our internality without thinking that these are external circumstances which are responsible for whatever is happening to us. This is what allows us to continue working and advancing. To advance, to study. This is our condition to reveal the Creator with all His glory. Then I see, I am in a bad set, I make an effort, and then I might take the negative direction, so I have to remember that this is actually the Creator playing with me, trying to show me something. Then the circumstances, well, it flips over, and I remember that there's this indication that actually it's the Creator sending me a sign. That's the only way I can tune my intention, where the group is, where the Rav is, how I feel the group. And that allows me to make actions for corrections.
C'est le contact avec le créateur.
It's the connection with the Creator.
C'est sa façon de me parler.
It's the manner in which he speaks, whether it's good or bad.
C'est le seul moyen d'arriver à comprendre.
It's the only way to understand, and it helps me to advance.
All the situations, everything that we feel is him. What I have to understand is only to try and understand what he's trying to tell me in order to keep relating to him, come closer to him like a buoy, lifesaver in the sea, which save us, which allow us to come closer to him. It's a great luck. We understand that he's the only one. It allows me to understand who I am, which is not a lot. And then I feel fortunate being able to work with others and grow.
The force of others is to bring me closer to him, to remember that there's none else besides him. only he, only him, and with the help of the friends and the center of the group, try and bring the light and grow, and for everyone, for the whole world, clean.
The fact that I know that there is none else besides him allows me to draw more light. I can express myself differently. And that lets me understand something. Thanks to the fact that there's none else besides him, I can take this path and grow. Sometimes I ask myself, it's the discernment between the one who's playing us and the one who's being played with. He's playing with me, but
we need to understand, and to understand we can do this through others. So I really am thankful that I'm amongst you. And thankfully, we're not alone. And the games of the rules of the game are through this, we will be able to recognize the reality which is behind it. And the translator, the creator, will see this reality, and as much as I can quickly straighten up, then I can understand that I'm in confidence and with the friends. To the friends, the group, the Rav, the books, in order to remind me that there's none else besides him. And if we're talking about spirituality, it's something that doesn't exist in me. And the Creator constantly reminds me of this. And this is a unique, individualistic force which we can come through the group, and this comes from the work in the group. And when we unite in the group, despite all the differences, to arrive at the center of the group, and to understand that there is only one force, which is to feel.
None else besides him means well, this is why we have to connect, in order to rise, prevail, and come closer and closer to this concept of there is none else besides him, that he's good and benevolent. This is why we constantly have to remember that law when we meet. And if there's none else besides him, so it's a great hope. It's a hope that we will be able to correct and together come to a better world.
זה מזל שיש לנו כדי שנוכל להחץ במשהו.
We are lucky that we will have something to hold on to in order to advance and to rise higher with the help of the group and not alone, because the ego resists, and when we're in a descent, the group helps us return to the Creator, to return to the group.
It's a matter of the perception of reality.
The second question. In the uniqueness of the Creator, when we say there are none besides him, which compels us to unite also to one force, as one man in one heart. Why, when the Creator is one, it compels us, obligates us to be as one? Please.
Pourquoi cette force elle nous oblige à être comme un dans un rapport avec elle, c'est ça?
Lama.
Si on perçoit, si on se rend compte,
if we understand
cette force unique, et la source de tout le remplissage du monde et tous les plaisirs du monde,
that force is the source of the fulfillment of and all our choices in the world, even if it's out of an interest, then also the negative side can also help us connect in order not to suffer and to enjoy it.
I think that this obligation is our goal. When we become similar to him, we realize our goal.
Il nous pousse à être humble parce que il veut que ses enfants soient comme lui.
Pour que ses enfants soient comme lui.
He wants his children to be like him. He wants them to reach through their efforts. To be able to feel that. So actually he made us independent.
Une mesure d'exemple qu'on peut révéler entre nous.
Effectivement, une mesure d'exemple.
C'est un dogme.
And this is an example. I was always wondering about that unity. What does it mean to be one? Without the books, without Rav, without the friends. It is impossible to even start understanding that question, because one, unity is a desire, and the desire is to give to the Creator. He wants to give, but we're completely opposite, and he constantly helps us and takes us to the direction of becoming like him.
It's his plan, actually. This is how it was from the beginning. the thought, everything was created. So we will do this process, and in order to taste all the pleasures he prepared for us,
he wants us to find him and to come and see. And when we were alone, if we're able to connect to the group, then we discover the Creator between us in our unity. And that's the only thing we have to do. We have to unite. He wanted us to find him, to discover him.
He wanted us to find him, and otherwise we actually started out as one. And after the shattering that we've been through, the natural thing is we've been through, and now we have become something that is against nature, our initial nature, and therefore the possibility to connect again between us will bring us a new dimension of force, which can bring us to becoming one again and to connect once again with the Creator. We see the unity in nature. No cell can exist on its own. It depends on all the other cells and all the other organs. Everything is in symbiosis, in connection, and everything functions with the help of the friends. As we nullify and make it such that everyone will unite and to come to equivalence of form.
Adhesion is something psychological. It's like an organ that understands that it's a part of the body. If the hand doesn't understand that it serves the body, then we have a problem. So we have a choice. We can change our own psychology, and we can integrate in greater things than ourselves. This is something extraordinary because it is gradually revealed, and that reality becomes more and more tangible.
This unity, when I think that we're 7 billion on this land, and today the Kabbalah that Bnei Baruch is trying as we are such a small percentage of the population, and we're doing such a work, an immense work, it's truly the fact that we came to this world, so we truly have a lot of work. And just like others have said, we need more and more connection, greater efforts.
Yeah, these are the friends who give us such a picture of that unity. We're a small group of friends. And when we focus on maintaining our efforts towards the friends and the group, even though the Creator constantly sends us difficulties, but when we're working on our ego,
qui y aspirent à avoir un modèle et à vraiment
so that he will allow us people who try, who want to feel the unity and the connection between us, because without such a connection we know what our ego is capable of doing. There is no escape. So it pushes us to become one.
Soit en étant avec, c'est compliqué, mais c'est avec des gens qui partagent le même but, des gens qui peuvent être aussi des exemples.
So, if we're against it, it's... But if you do it together, then we're a group of people doing it together, so we can overcome all the obstacles, even though we have obstacles and doubts and where we are. But when we connect to our friends, they pull us out of all that. And we can reorganize ourselves and focus on becoming one. Because otherwise, it's the crisis, these are disasters that already happened. We all know which catastrophes humanity has been through. So it pushes us in two ways. Either together with our guide, our teacher, or in a difficult way.
It gathers us in the same direction, and if we don't resist, we feel things like sufferings. And if we unite as a group, it enables us to come to the critical mass as a group that starts to unite and succeeds at uniting. The Kabbalists teach us how to reach this and to be as a pipe through which, if we unite, we will be able to pass this light to the whole of humanity so that they will be able to realize the purpose of creation.
So this plan, if we find ourselves alone, well, the only force that loves us here is the Creator. He wants to push us to unite.
The next question. Why do we not succeed at connecting and uniting in the group? The Creator is one. It compels us to be as one. We agree with this, let's say. We operate in this direction with all our force, and we don't succeed. On the contrary, we discover how much we repel each other, and big disagreements come, and we distance from each other. Why does this happen to us? What's the reason that we don't succeed at uniting? Please.
The reason why we fail in connecting, it comes from the gap that we have between us and the Creator. The more we try to connect, the more we see how far we are from creation. We have difficulties in understanding each other. The idea is to make us one. So we start talking, and when I listen to you, I really see that I need you. I need you to understand how far I am, further away than how I thought before, and to thank you, because gradually I understand that I need to make some corrections in me so that I will be able to come closer
The fact that the Creator sees us with a very big ego, we see sometimes the friend, like, yeah, there's something that I love in him, and it's actually not him, the problem's not in him, the problem is in me, and the Creator created this state. And it's to correct myself first, with the help of the friend through which I see myself. Sometimes we have a difficulty in connecting, and it's this state, which is what the Creator, and we actually need to overcome our ego, to nullify it, and to connect.
From the side of the light, we're connected, but on the other hand, we need to. We lack the equivalence of form. In the work, more that we work on it, we see that we're not there yet. And what we thought was a small lake, we actually see that this is a huge ocean. So we can give up, we can despair. And really, the difficulties, the obstacles are there. It's only us, between us, our ego, which doesn't let us see that. We have to re-educate ourselves and to rise above all these illusions.
We need to educate ourselves, to wash ourselves, to clean this internal thing deeply. And all that we have assembled and gathered since we were born, all of this blocks us. So we need to invert this so that this light will be able to be more bright.
It's the ego wanting to take what's good for itself and not let go. Everything can change every moment. And actually what we have to do is to dissolve ourselves between our friends and to rise above ourselves.
Il faut comprendre, c'est vrai, on a parlé de jeu, et là il y a un magnifique.
We have to attend the Creator. We were talking about a game. It's a wonderful game. Because the goal is to add my concern to others. And it's a lot. Every time I think that I felt something, then he chose me. Every time something gets mixed up in the group, then every time we understand something in the group, we see it's not enough. So really, the Creator is a great teacher, a great educator, and he prevents us from uniting so that every time we will be able to build the whole complete desire.
No,
I want it all, says the Creator. This is what it means, endless love. In order to receive his endless love, we need a desire that will be able to hold us above our ego. And then, here we understand that this is a game, and we can play this game only with our friends, because without the friends, the Creator does not exist.
Yes, it's a whole desire without difference. This thing, it's an obligation and a complete devotion of myself in order to unite so that this upper will be the meaning of our lives. Although we don't succeed in connecting, but we have work that we have to do every moment. He sent us like exercises. Also, a child doesn't become an adult immediately. He needs to come to a certain stage slowly, slowly, and there are efforts constantly to ascend. How to reach ripeness, this is what we learn with the group, to work together. The other is the parents for me, and it's like inner scrutinies, just like the group of Rabbi Shimon who came to the final degree. Then before that, there are many degrees too. There's a lot of work to do.
The more we unite, we see that there's more work to be done. So why can't we connect? Because we see others as something external to us, and we don't understand that we're all one body. This is our ego preventing us from seeing. So we cannot unite under such circumstances, and we need to help each other. For me, it's clear. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to participate in this with you, that you showed me how far I am from you. Thank you for letting me understand when I heard you, after hearing you, I will be able to improve myself and to be more persistent. Because I only with you can I be connected. Only with you will I be able to find.
It's truly a paradox, this failure of connection. And though we want to unite, and when we're alone, we need the other. And the failure in this connection is called our ego, it's the Creator. This state which shows us that we need to come close to Him, and this can only be done through the connection with the friends.
In order to choose a good environment, well, we can spend our whole life in a state of not understanding. It is said that matter depends on how fast its molecules are. Meaning our work with the group and the friends, it's like boiling water. So there's a great potential here, and we have to push that potential forward and bring it to realization. And this is why we're here. It is such a great potential that when we're in this body, I tell myself that we can reach that potential, but only with others. And we need to understand the importance of what's going on right now.
Tout de suite, maintenant, pas après quelques minutes, maintenant.
So what we have now with the friends, this is what matters.
Quelle raison? Parce que sûrement qu'on le désire pas encore assez et qu'on le désire pas encore
assez.
We probably don't have a strong enough desire yet. In such moments, during the workshops, what we need is, and we can only receive it through the friends. My pleasure is the pleasure of the friends, not my pleasure. This is the recipe, and I do everything so that the friends actually to help them, so that they will have all that they need in order to reach the goal. So this devotion makes the path easier. We understand what we're doing. I search on my own the ability to connect to the desire of the others, of the friends, and to feel this candle that's burning in each of them, and to make it such that this candle will never turn off. I actually help them and enable them. This is what's important for me. This ability to say, now I can do something, I don't have any obstacle or anything to bother me, to hear the friend. Nothing bothers me, just the importance of the friends. And what is the obstacle? The obstacle is what the Creator puts for us in order for us to be able to overcome it. So every obstacle we need to overcome and to ask the Creator. So we need to come to the maximal effort, not half an effort, and then to turn to Him truly. We need to have a true desire. A desire can only grow through failures. If I want, like,
there is none else besides Him. That obligates us to connect into a group. When we connect in a group, then we see that we can do it. When we can do it, then we turn to the Creator in order to succeed. And when we turn to the Creator, we also can do it. If we're asking Him to help us to unite, to connect, so why? What kind of a request should we come up with in order to definitely be successful? Go ahead.
The only request I can have in order for this request to be heard by the upper force is only when I ask for the sake of others and not for my sake.
Demander exclusivement pour les autres sans vouloir en tirer quoi que ce soit.
It is difficult to ask for others without me receiving something from this. Otherwise, it will be an egotistical desire, and the Creator doesn't listen to egotistical questions. Only if something that serves unity and enables us to connect, this is what is needed and nothing else.
Our heart is in the hands of the friends. It belongs to the cells that surround it. And therefore, only in that unity we can reach the Creator. And for that, we first of all need to fail a lot. So it won't be something just egoistical, so that we will be able to see the good and everything that we can receive by connecting to our friends. The connection with the...
La demande à formuler.
I think that the request that needs to be done needs to be the request to allow us to love us and to feel ourselves. If we succeed at loving each other, this is what the Creator really wants, so that we will be able to reach Him. And this is the joy that we can share with Him. He only asks for one thing, which is to love each other. Therefore, my prayer is for Him to give us this force so that we will be able to love powerfully enough and that we will be able to meet Him.
The force that we're asking for from the Creator is to be able to come out of our good feeling and to see the collective good together with my friends. So if my friends will feel good, then I too will feel better. So when we're asking the Creator to have such an intention to bring contentment to Him, to become like Him, and that is actually bestow in order to give myself to the friends.
I try to do something that will succeed for the sake of my friends, so that I'll be able to have the force of bestow. And actually, all that happens is for the interest of the group.
Lorsque on est en colère de cet amour de l'autre, si on n'est pas en colère, on ne brûle pas la matière. On ne peut pas atteindre.
If we don't burn this matter, we can't reach 100%. And that matter is the candle and the wick and the flame. We need to have fury, rage for the other in order for it to be accepted 100%. Fury meaning a strong, powerful desire.
We lost a little bit of the audio. To ask for the friend is the work.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union.
L'amour est dans